take a look a couple of the issues in the halachas. Rather a strange amalgam which has taken place, which really clouds our thinking. There's a mitzvah Sfiras Ha'emor. That mitzvah Sfiras Ha'emor has nothing to do with the avelus associated with this period. There are minhagim of avelus, which came about long after Chasimas Hashas. From the Torah, I think, brings the sources at the Ringer Ibn Shu'ab, who basically is a source really not known to us for halacha. Well, Machshava, and Chumash, and historically this came about despite the fact that we associated with the demise of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, but there's not a whisper in all the literature from the time of Rabbi Akiva, which is in the second century. Chasimus Hashas was 3 centuries after the death of Rabbi Akiva, and there's not a whisper in any of the halakha of the literature that there was a mourning period associated with this. The mourning period associated with Sfira was enacted after the time of the Crusades.
So it had more to do with the Crusades.
That was the cause proximate. They looked back in history and they decided that this is not a very propitious time for the Jewish people. You know, they looked back at what happened with Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim. So this is a perspective on this time of the year. But again, these are 2 separate things which come from 2 different sources. One is a mitzvah, the Torah. If it's a bizman hazeh mitzvah, not, we'll see that's a shiloh. The counting, the avelus, is a latter addition. It's now around for about 1,000 years already. It's a latter addition, it's a minhag. Because it's a minhag, it has different halachas. I mean, typically, the minhag has been over all the generations that people that had a necessity to do so shaved for business purposes during Sfira. Because it was a minhag, and they would never macabre the minhag upon themselves in a situation where it would be detrimental to their financial interests. Shvur Shechal Lo Tisha B'Av, on the other hand, the restrictions on shaving are from the din of the Gemara itself. They're real derabbanan. And consequently, one should endeavor mightily not to shave in Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, even for business purposes. So it's a very distinct difference in the source of this halacha and the source of the halacha of the Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. As I said, my purpose tonight is not to discuss the avelus. I want to discuss the counting of the omer itself. And I wanted to first know about something very interesting. Chayodim is a very, very different spin on a halacha that we're all familiar with. We have halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Tov Pei Tes, that suppose a person comes to shul tonight, finishes marv, he's about to count Sfiras Ha'emor, and he says, you know, last night was a very confusing night. I was running here and running there, that was marv on the fly, I ran out, I don't know where I was and what I was doing. Just can't remember if I counted Sfira or not. Total blank. You know, we do things and according to a consistent pattern that we used to, so we know what happened. When we're running here, running there, everything on the fly, we look back. Total blank. So now what do I do? Do I continue counting with a bracha, without a bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Siman Tov Beit Tes, that in such a case, one continues counting with a bracha. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the classical reason, this comes from the Pri Chodosh and others given for this halacha, is they made a svek sveika. And they made the following cheshbon. First off, maybe I did count yesterday. I don't know. I'm a blank, so maybe I counted. LMI, maybe I didn't count. Well, in case I didn't count, who says I can't keep on counting? The Sheet of the Balei HaTosfos, that one night is not dependent on any other night during Sfira. So who cares if I didn't count yesterday?
Isn't the first off like it was a small percentage, and it seems like that's the first.
Well, was it a small? Why is it a small percentage?
I don't know. So what if I'm not sure? You know, like,
I don't know. I just don't know. I'm a blank. I don't know.
It's 50-50.
Yeah, halachically we consider it a 50-50. It's not a statistical suffix. It's not rooted in statistics. It's experiential, but there are two possibilities. And I have no means of giving one possibility preference a greater weight than the other. So, it's a sophic. I just don't know what happened yesterday. So, then we factor in, well, in case I didn't count, well, Tosfos paskens in Menachos, that each night is separate from every other night. So, consequently, I can count anyhow. That's the classical reason that we find for this halach. Now let me read to you from the Klal, the Chayodim and Klalhei. The Chayodim is a very, very interesting halach. Nearly, it's the Chiddush of the Chayodim, Klalhei Sivov, Tafilu Yesh Svek Svek Lahatzrach Brocha. We have a general principle in which we say Sofik Brochas Lahokel. So Sofik Brochas Lahokel takes a number of different meanings of what it means. If it comes to Birchas HaMitzvahs, Sofik Brochas Lahokel certainly means that we don't recite the Brocha. When it comes to Birchas HaNenen, that's a whole different story. Maybe we saw there's a Shaila and Achroinim, it's a Machlokes, the Marshal and the Marshal and others. The problem with Birchas HaNenen, that also Lehanos Me'olam HaZeh B'li Brocha, can't benefit from this moment without a Brocha. And it's as if I do, is goes alas amokum. It's like a steal from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So, is this a suffix in a brocha, or is it a suffix of an isa? So, some want to say suffix brochas lahokum means because of the isa being nenem ha'ilam ha'zevulei brocha. Be suffix lahokum means you make the brocha. That's what suffix brochas lahokum means. You're allowed to make the brocha. Be suffix. Others dispute that. And they argue that Sofik Brochas Lahokel mean Misofik, we can't make a Brocha. And those two days are both brought Lahalocha. So the dust settles out because we don't really know what to do. We don't make a Brocha. So that's the general principle. That even by Birchas HaNenen, by Sofik Brochas, we don't make a Brocha. So now, let's say the Shaila is not a Sofik Brocha. But the Shaila is, I have a Svek Svek. That says I have to make a brocha. So we just saw that in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer seems to be that because of a svek sveika, maybe I counted, and even if I didn't count, so maybe it doesn't make a difference that I didn't count. So the combination of the two factors allows me to make a brocha. So the Chayadim raises this shayla. Person ate. And he ate, took a seedless grape, and he ate the whole grape. And now he has a shayla. What's a shayla? He doesn't remember clearly how big the grape was. Was the grape a kezias? No, it wasn't a kezias. So the shear for a brocha achreina is kezias. And he's mesupik if he had a kezias. Now, birchas hamazon is a deraisa. So therefore, he's sofik if I'm not sure if I have to bench. At least, in other words, in terms of I ate a whole meal and I don't know if I benched, so I'd have to bench again. But if I didn't need a whole meal or a brocha achra, a general one of the mill brocha achra, you know, it's not with the rice. Alamichi is a shayla if it's the rice or not, but all the brochas are not the rice. So So if it's not deraisa, so be sofik, I can't make a brocha. So brocha's lahaka. So the chayodim says, well, but I have a svek svek. Why? I ate one seedless grape. There are those shittas that hold that on a barrier, for example, we have in the halachos of Yerodeya, in Yisrael Vehetra, a barrier, an entire creature that's not bottled. I can have 1,000 times as much as that entire creature, still not bottled. Like that's what's all the problem we have, all the commotion about Talon is Manazah, because the Talon are a barrier. So at least with the Rabbanon, they're not bottled. So that's the problem. So barrier, because it's an entire creature, has a special chashivas, has a special standing.
Is Talayim?
What?
Talayim?
Talon, yeah, Talon.
What is that?
Bugs and food. Right, the big problem with them is if they're entire bugs, so they're a barrier. They're not subject to the regular rules of bittul. That's the big problem. Now, others say that on a barrier, since that's its significance, I ate a whole grape, even if it were not to be a kezias, I have to recite a brocha achrayna. So the chayodim says, why don't we put both of these together? I'll make the following mathematical calculation. Well, maybe I ate a kezias, the grape was a kezias. Well, maybe it wasn't a kezias. Well, if it wasn't a kezias, but I ate a whole grape. So therefore, I have the shittas that say that on a barrier, an entire fruit, even if it's less than a gezias, I still have to make a brocha achrayna. So I have a svek svek.
Is that an alayitz
for? In the case if it's a grape, it would be an alayitz. If it's a piece of an apple, I mean, if it was a tiny apple or something, if it was a tiny a cranberry, whatever, you know, a blueberry, so it would be a burn the fashas. So v'im tim tzalim lo yochal, and perhaps you know, argue you didn't eat a kezias. Well, shama locha del beri afilu pachos mekezias mevorach.
Why is a blueberry or a tiny apple barren?
What?
Why is a blueberry or an apple barren of fashas?
Well, we're saying if he has a shaila that maybe he had a kezias, and if it wasn't a kezias, maybe it's a barrier. Right. So if he had something which he could have thought might be a kezias.
It's less than a kezias.
If it's less than a kezias, clearly then we don't off the hook. But if it's questionable, if it's a kezias,
why would you not be making an hour ace instead of a bar? Why you make a barin of fashas if you make a bar ace beforehand?
But the only things you make the long brocha on are the shiva saminim.
Oh, okay.
Those are the only things that get the long brocha achrayim.
I see.
Okay.
Why isn't it svek svek? Why isn't it bad someone suffic whether or not?
It's not. Those are two separate stodim. One is a kezias and one is barrier.
Why wouldn't it be viewed as the same thing?
It's not the same thing. They're two different things. They're two different halachic factors.
There's no halachic nafkamina between
them. Sure, there may be a lot of halachic nafkamina, as I told you. If something is a kezias, but it's not a barrier, it's bottle. If it's a barrier, not a kezias, it's not bottle. So they're on the halachic nafkamina is right away between them. Whatever. There's only two possibilities. That's all. They're not included in each other. They're two separate factors that are totally separate from each other. Even though you have a svek svek. So now we come to a very interesting question.
Why
by Sfiras Aimer, we go on counting, we suffolk? Very interesting question. So, if you look at the Chayodim, the Nuchos Sfiras Aimer, that's the first thing to do, to discover if the Chayodim agrees with the Shulchan Aruch or disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. That's step number one. You open up the Chayodim, the Nuchos Sfiras Aimer, and the Chayodim agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. If I'm a subic, if I counted yesterday, or I counted, I don't know if I counted the right day, then the halacha is that I go on counting. The brocha. So he agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. So the Chayodim, in fact, it's rather interesting.
But here it's the county in Suffolk, not Rough. In other words, is this a, is there a difference?
Doesn't make a difference.
Because you're not applying Suffolk Rough as the huckle to the count. It's just a question of whether you have it.
So whatever, you have a specs week and it says that I can go on making a bracha. What's the difference?
But the odds are that nowadays most
people. Well, you'll see what he says. Look what, watch what the Chayodim does. Still it's a specs week.
Okay.
So the Chayodim says, let's look at the Truma Sadeshin. The Truma Sadeshin was the one who dreamed up this halacha, if you're not sure if you count it. So he says the Truma Sadeshin does not present the classical Svek-Sveika argument. The Truma Sadeshin comes with a totally different argument altogether. Since the Truma Sadeshin says, well, tell me, says this, is Sphira Bismanazed the Raisa the Rabbah? Which one is it? So he says, the Aviya Ezri, among others, says that Sphira Bismanazed is the Raisa. So he takes up the Tzad. He comes back to this a little bit later. There's a little bit of a Mokum of Ian here. We'll touch upon this. So he says, well, if it's a mitzvah deraisa and it's a suffolk, well, suffolk deraisa lahachna, lachumra. So therefore, I'm a chuyuf to go on counting. I should make the bracha. We'll come back to this.
Why is the bracha connected?
I'm a chuyuv in the mitzvah.
It's two different things. The bracha is actually deraisa, or just the counting?
Counting, but if I'm a, he's assuming, we'll come back to this, that on a, in this tzad, he's assuming that on a mitzvah deraisa, if I have to do it myself, I can make a bracha on it. It's just an old, old machlokes already. The Ga'inim and the Rif already debated this in Perek Rav Elazar the Mila. A child is born. And it's a suffix if he's considered born mal or not, or there's what's Arla Kvusha, hidden Arla, and we have to do some type of bris on it. So there is a machlokes to riff in the Goyim if you make a broch on that bris. So this is an ancient issue. It's also apparently a machlokes the Rambam and the Raya. So this is step one. This is Elamai, Chuvas Adesh, and says, you'll tell me, well, maybe it's not the Raisa, it's the Rabbana. So he says, okay. He says, let's assume it's the Rabbana for a moment. He says, who holds it's the Rabbana? Who are the big champions in a view of this the Rabbana? The Balei HaToisvus. Well, the Balei HaToisvus wrote in Menachos, they quoted the Bahag, who said that one night is Ma'akiv, the other nights. And Toisvus says he doesn't buy the Bahag. Doesn't agree with the Bahag. So he says, so the Truma Sadeshin says, Mamonosha. If you hold it to the Raisa, it's not a specs, right? But what if you hold it to the Raisa, then, because it's something the Raisa, the Chumri, you have to make a broch. If you hold it to the Rabbana, well, then one night is not Ma'akiv, the other, that's the Sheet of the Tosfos. So Mamela, however you want to slice it, you ought to go on making a broch. That's what he quotes in the Truma Sadeshin. So he says, why didn't the Truma Sadeshin get into the classical specs, right? Answer, and the Svek-Sveika answer, if it's true, would be a better answer than the Truma Sadeshin's own answer. Why? Because the Truma Sadeshin is mixing it into a machlokes on a, if on a Sufik deraisa l'chumri, you make a brocha on it. So he's taking one side of that machlokes. The Chayodim tries to explain why, which is very, very hard to understand, why he took one side of this machlokes. We'll touch upon it a little bit, but to me it remains obscure. But so why did he get involved in this halacha, which is a major controversy? And the truth is, the way we actually pass him on the Sofik deraisa l'chumra, we don't make a bracha. That's what we actually do. So why did the Truma Sadeshin?
Is that from before the Truma Sadeshin? I mean, that psak.
That's the way we pask it. By his time, it was certainly a matter of whatever he pask it. It was a matter of great controversy. So why did he have to get involved in the heavy going of machlokes rishonim, machlokes derif and the gaonim, when he had a simple out? He should have said it the Svek Svek Pshat. And the Svek Svek Pshat works far better. I mean, this is a very slick combination. You know, we're not so sure that this not everyone that holds this suffix derisa holds you make a bracha. It's a machlokes, and not everyone that's going to hold this derabbanan of necessity holds that the one night is not ma'akiv the other. Tosfos happens to hold those two things. That's true. But there's nothing that obligates, that necessitates both of those things being simultaneously true. One is not a corollary of the other. Circumstantially, it happens to be that Tosfos gave both of those psukim. But I'm sure that if we looked into it carefully enough, we would find Rishonim that split these two. So, what did he, so that's what the Chayodom wants to know in the Nishmas Odom. Why did the Trumas Hadesh get involved in such an effect, a tenuous pshat, when he had a smooth pshat at hand, of Sveksveit? So he says, it must be that the Trumas Hadesh holds that you don't, like, this is where he's drawing his Yisayit from, that you don't make a broch on a Sveksveit. So therefore, the Trumas Hadesh could not conceivably give that answer, and that's the reason it was Mechadish, the answer that he gave. Now, he gets off into a point which is very, very hard to understand. He says, why doesn't he just say, well, sof ko sof, it's a sofik, if it's a sofik deraisa. Some shita say it's deraisa, some say it's derabbanan, so it remains a sofik deraisa. Right? If one says it's deraisa, one says it's derabbanan, so it's a sofik deraisa. So that's already enough reason I should make a bracha. He says, "Well, those sogin de mitamarishin the subpinan al ravio. Why didn't he just say we rely upon the ravio that it's a deraisa? We should have said gufa machloikus a rambam varai, but even on that side, and mavochar a sofik deraisa. Do you make a bracha on a sofik deraisa? V'mk nafi neve the sphere was manazed deraisa. He come up on the sheet as a rambam aim levorch, and the rambam holds he don't make a bracha on sofik." On a sofik deraisa. Says that's why the Trumas Hadesh didn't just call pull out the Rav Yo. It's a sofik deraisa, let's go home, no? Because on a sofik deraisa, the Rambam holds he don't make a bracha. So now he writes something which I have not grasped. Velachain, kosta d'vizei yeshlom velachain, kosta d'vizei yeshlom velakul la'alma levorach. That you could say that everyone would hold, that even the Rambam, who normally holds that a sofik deraisa, you don't make a bracha. But, so, what's the tzad that you would make a bracha? Well, one night is not ma'akiv the other night. Okay, but then you're back to Sveksveika. So I don't see exactly, I don't know what the Chayyid Nishma Sodom is trying to accomplish at this point. How he wants to make it work, l'kulei alma. That avoid that it's a Sveksveika, that I'm not sure of. So that I leave to your analysis. But I have not pinned that down yet. Not clear to me. So this is a very interesting chayodim, a very departure from the conventional thinking on the subject. And it's not coming mitzat sveksveiko, it's a totally different lumdus. So this is a very fascinating, very, very fascinating aspect of the chayodim and its analysis of these halachas.
Once again, just the Chayyim brings on the Trumas Hadesh to, meaning he doesn't hold like him. He's bringing him.
No, he's bringing him because he holds like him.
No, but at the end of the day, Chayyim holds like Shulchan Aruch.
So the Trumas Hadesh is the one that made the psak that the Shulchan Aruch has that misof and a sofik you make your bro you.
I mean, the Chayyim says sofik is lahakel. Doesn't say it's a sveksveiko. He just says
sveksveiko. He says that a sveksveiko is also lahakel. He says the Trumas Hadesh doesn't say the lumdus is sveksveiko. It's the other lumdus.
I mean, that's his own lumdus.
That's the Trumas Hadesh's own lumdus, and that's what the Chayyim is pointing out. Now, I wanted to touch one other din. And popular notions sometimes rather suspiciously, I would say, popular misconceptions. So if I put forth the question on the floor, what's the issue, right? The Shulchan Aruch tells us the following. I skipped the nidosphere. I know I skipped the night. So I go on counting, but I count without a bracha. Why is this? Because in the two sheetahs we show them that actually exist on this subject, one sheetah says that if you skip the night, so that's it. You don't have to bother counting the rest of the nights. You blew the mitzvah. It's over. The other sheetah says, Taisis, it's not over. So what do? So we split the difference. We keep on counting, because there's no downside to counting. But we don't make a brocha, because brochas are very skittish about brocha levatala. So we don't make a brocha. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskin. The shayla is, what is the debate of these 2 days? What do they hold? If the nights, one stands in the way of the other, doesn't stand in the way of the other, well, what are they arguing about? Well, you know, in Cheder they taught us, you could even find, you know, a Svarim written by Rabbonim on the Indian of Spiros HaYim. Well, this is a rather famous machlokes. All the nights of Sfira are one mitzvah, each day a mitzvah with Ne'atzma. That's the halachic lore that's come down to us that we've all learned along the way. Is it specifically spelled out that way in the Rishonim? I haven't found it yet spelled out specifically in that form in the Rishonim, number one. Number two, I have a very, very significant difficulty with this approach. And that is, if we are to assume that each night is rather that all the nights of one mitzvah, all together are one mitzvah, and therefore if I left out part, I'm sunk. So then I have yet to figure out why I'm making a brocha on all the nights of Sfira Sa'ima. Right? We should make only the last night. The last night. We have the very interesting, the Gemara says in Menachos that if I have a mitzvah that has varied parts to it, normally I have to build a sukkah. Also a mitzvah. Rishonim even says I make a mitzvah on building a sukkah. Why? Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told me to eat in a sukkah. The tornado came last year, you know, the night went 24 hours before Yom Kippur. I heard of a lot of sukkahs that had knocked down. I didn't hear yet that some guy hadn't built the sukkah. The tornado pulled the sukkah out of his garage and put the whole thing up in the schach, and he walked in and the sukkah was ready to go with the lights up. That I didn't hear. Yeah, I mean, Yidin told me that sukkah went flying into his neighbor's yard. Yeah, that's for the tornado, yeah. But that they put up the sukkah, I didn't hear from anyone yet. So the normal expectation, if we have
to... anyway, because you have to put the schach on...
No. Schach does not have to be put on the shmo, the shame tzeil. So I don't know if this would be the shame tzeil if the wind did it, but that's a different issue. But
pass the lomonos, is that what you're asking?
So, no, you don't need... So that wouldn't be pass the lomonos, no. So I'll call upon him. So the normal expectation is that to have a sukkah, you have to build it. You know, if my next door neighbor, and I went by in the country, I think last summer, and there's a guy that liked to sit outside. So it's a rainy day, and I'm driving on a little highway in the country. So this guy has a little, what can I tell you, a little like sort of like a lean-to. No walls, just a roof. And a few pillars holding it up, and he's sitting on a chair in the middle of this thing, and he's just sitting back and he's looking out at the road, and it's raining all around, and he's dry as they come, you know. So if a guy decides this and he wants to build a hut, you know, to sit in with some little roof over his head, it's called kosher a sukkah. Peter, the Gemara says in Megillah and sukkah the chesam advice. So, but the normal expectation is that I have to build a sukkah. So if I have to build a sukkah, it's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. So why don't I make a bracha on it? So So the Rishalmi says, I do make a bracha. The Bavli does not agree. The Bavli says, if you have a multi-stage mitzvah, you make a bracha on the final step.
Maybe it's a
hechsher mitzvah. Oh, so maybe you might want to say that that's only a hechsher mitzvah. But I will show you that both Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and the Chassam Sofer did not learn like you. How do I know? The Gemara says in the Dorm that Bayis Rishon was destroyed al Ozbo Mesterosi. So the Gemara says, so why is it then if it's Ozbo Mesterosi that Sholo the Esther Aviyim and the Chachomim and nobody knew the answer? Vayim Rashem told there was a special revelation from the Rabbeinu Shlomo himself. If you went around and the swarm were gathering dust, nobody was ever in the Beis Medrash. You know, Amaratzis was total. So what was their shayla? They needed the Rebbeinu Shlomo to tell them Alozvam and Starosi that nobody was what shot. So the Gemara says no, they learned. But what didn't they do? The Gemara says in the Dorm, Mashallah Baruchu Batara Tchila. They didn't make a bracha before them. So it evinced in some regard a lack of significance of chshivas for Talmud Torah. So the shayla is so because of why? What about over? They were learning. So obviously, what is a person learning? Yeah, obviously, they took it as a mitzvah. That's what they were learning. And they were learning to such an extent that the Chachamim and the Raviyim couldn't see any lapse. So why didn't they make a bracha? Why didn't they make a bracha? Oh, so Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and Chassam Sofer, interestingly, from two worlds. Right? One from Eibelender from Central Europe. And one al Litvak. They both came to the same pshat. They both say the same pshat. That the question is, how what was the perspective on Talmud Torah? So, you know, how did they view Talmud Torah in that door? Very simply. You come to work tomorrow. And there's a new computer on your desk. Overnight, they took away your computer. So, for better or for worse, they left the operating manual for the new one. I don't know what they would leave it for. You know, in my experience, it never helped me do anything. But, you know, it got me a headache. If I ever wanted to know something, I had to call up some guy that knew, and he told me, do this, do the next thing, and it worked, you know. But they left you the manual. So what's the point of the manual? The point of the manual is to run the computer. If you don't have the computer, so there's no point in the manual. So it's an operating system. We had to use the operating system. So we can look. The Rebbeinu Shlomo gave us Taryag Mitzvahs. So how do we know what the Taryag Mitzvahs are? Well, fortunately, gave us an operating manual, a Torah. So we'll learn the Mitzvahs. You have to shecht an animal to learn the halachas. How do you shecht? We put on tefillin. What's tefillin? Where? How do you put on tefillin? When do you put on tefillin? Tzitzis, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Kashrus, right? Endless halachas. Pidyon Haben, Rilu. So fortunately, the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave us a good operating manual. So we learned the halachas and we know what to do. So he says that's the perspective they viewed Talmud Torah as a means to an end. The end is the Taryag Mitzvahs. Well, Layam Aretz Chosen, you can't do the mitzvahs if you don't learn. So you better learn to know what the mitzvahs are. But learning was means to an end, it was not an end. So they said, well, the Gemara says in Menachos that if it's not the final step of a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. Good. So sof kol sof. I mean, it does say, we're not denying the fact that Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, but they viewed it as, it's not that they didn't understand it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah which is, for what's its purpose, is to allow the next step. In effect, if we're not going to get to the next step, I guess so, it's not so important to learn about this particular mitzvah. Oh, so he says, that's what I didn't make a bracha. This is both the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter wrote, he was, at this point in his life, I don't know, the Chassam Sofer, I don't know if it was in a particular context or in a pshat. Rabbi Yisrael wrote this pshat He wanted, I think, to found Kol HaKavna, and he wanted to stress the necessity of Torah Lishma. Torah is not just a means to an end. We're not training another generation of mechanics, you know, to fix all the cars, or to fix the religions. So we need, you know, good technicians. It's true, we do, but that's not the tachlis. It's tachlis. Torah is an end unto itself. So it's not exactly, in other words, you can't argue, I don't think to argue that Talmud Torah in that regard is, they view it as a total hechsher mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, b'gisa b'yom v'alayim. The purpose of this mitzvah is to do the next mitzvah. So they held that you don't have to make a bracha. So we see, even if it's a mitzvah, both Rabbi Yisrael and Chassam Sofer are learning that you still, if you apply the yardstick of the Gemara and Menachos, you don't make a bracha. So how did it come about that if each night is all one mitzvah, then how are we making a bracha on the first bracha on the first 48 nights? I have yet to resolve this problem. I don't know. Doesn't register properly.
It's all one mitzvah, but it has 49 steps.
Okay, so listen, you're eating at a sukkah is also. Eating at a sukkah is also, you have to, that's also one of the steps. You have to build it to eat in it, you know. A lot of steps.
So then say that each night is its own mitzvah. Each night
that's the ones that know, that's one. The other sheet, though. So this is the sheet that says it's li'kuva because it's all one mitzvah.
So but that's a good proof for that sheet, though, because we say we do make a bracha every night. We do know that we
so should good.
Make a
so
bracha
the
every night.
So
good. So why would we do it unless each night is a separate mitzvah?
Okay, fine.
Otherwise
so
it
so
make sense
good.
To do it.
So what's the pshat in the other sheet? So what's the pshat in the Bahag that the nights are ma'ak of each other?
Well, we don't have to answer. We can just say he doesn't have a good answer.
Well,
good answer.
He must have a good answer. The Shulchan Aruch didn't cross him out, right? We can't cross him out. The Shulchan Aruch said if we miss the night, we can't go on making a bracha, right? So the Shulchan Aruch took it seriously.
Yeah, but the person that puts on the tefillin in the morning, we put on the shorosh, and we ask Ashkenazim to make a bracha, and the Sephardim don't. And maybe we think they're right because we immediately say Boroshim for Mokshom.
That's a whole story. It's not. The Aruch HaShulchan is really the best pshat in it. I mean, this is a question: why we recite? How could we recite a bracha and then say Baruch Shem? We shouldn't be reciting a bracha in the first place. So I believe that the Aruch HaShulchan says the Ramah, whoever was that started this, really came from a different angle. The Mesorah was to make a bracha, and this Pesach was skittish about it. But he didn't want to overturn the Messiah, so we started with the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus and the other word afterwards.
It seemed like an answer to, okay, I want to make a bracha, okay, I'll make a bracha, and then I'll undo it somehow. So it occurs to me, you know, the Sphere thing. I'm
yeah,
not
it's
sure.
Not exactly the way to go. You know, you're right.
Okay.
Well, so let's take a look at the Sefer Achinuch. And the Sefer Achinuch has a different spin. When we call Mokoy, Pirsha on the Farshan, Shim Shochach with a mona be by Arab, Moyna Lamochar Kalayan, the Yesha Amr. So if we forget at night, we count in the daytime, and then we go on counting. The Yesha Amr, the Bahakshan, we should Shochach with a mona yom echad. If I skip today, Shin Yochel Limna is Aidba is a Shana. I blew it for this year, that's it. The Fisha Kulan Mitzvah Achasi, it's one mitzvah. When we cave on Shoshokh Mahen Yom Echot, Are Kol HaChesben Botel Mimeno. The entire account is off. So we'll come back to this. He doesn't just say it's one mitzvah and end. Are Kol HaChesben Botel Mimeno. Now wait. For the Hodu Mareinu Shabbat Areinu the Swarazu, the Balei HaTosfos does not agree with this Bahag. Elo, Mishashokh Yom Echot. There's some extra words put into this edition. I just want to get it straight. Yeah. Elamisha Shochach Yom Echad, Maina Hacherim Im Kol Yisrael. He counts the rest of the days Im Kol Yisrael. So what does What does the Sefer HaChinuch want? Did you count the rest of the days? Im Kol Yisrael. You count the rest of the days. What does he want with Im Kol Yisrael? And Harei Kol HaCheshbon Botel Mimenu was the reason he says why you cannot count if I miss the night. So what seems to me is the following. Is that the question is, the Shulchan Aruch itself, for example, we find that the Shulchan Aruch says that if you skip the night, whether it be the first night or any other night, so you see in the Shulchan Aruch that there's a notion the first night might be worse to skip than all the other nights. And there's a possibility you could argue that if you counted the first night and then you skipped any other night, you could go on counting with a bruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree, but he alludes to the fact that there is such a thought. So what's the reason for it? So the question is very simply that I take. What determines that, let's say, if tonight would be the 20th night? What makes it the 20th night of Sira? On what basis is it the 20th night of Sira? So the Bahag says it's a subjective counting. I counted 1, 2, 3, 15, 18, 19, 20. The 20th night of counting makes it 20. If I skip 19, so how are you up to 20? There's nothing to make this 20 because there was no 19. You had an 18. You have a 20. Without 19, what do you do now? How do you get to 20? So you need a subjective framework. That framework is, there was a 1, there's a 2, there's a 3, there's a 4. So maybe the next night is a 5. The Bali Atois will say, Moina HaCherem Im Kol Yisrael. Im Kol Yisrael, because the framework, yeah, you need a framework, but that framework is an objective framework. It's true, I didn't count 19. But the rest of Klal Yisrael counted 19. Everyone's getting to Shavuos. The 50th night is the same for everybody. So I'm part of that people that counted all of these nights. So even if I skip 19, but the next night is for me the 20th. And this, the truth of the matter is, I once pointed out from this that there was a very radical view that has been argued that if one crossed the date line and lost the day, then one should keep Shavuos a day later. I mean, you see from here that it can't be. I mean, it seems to me obviously in Svara that it can't be. But the point is, Sfira is Im Kol Yisrael. So if the 50th day is Im Kol Yisrael, I mean, the idea that you could have your own Mikra Kodesh is also a little bit too phenomenal to, you know. But this is the Chara Raya against that view. So this approach has nothing to do. The question is, what establishes, how do we count? A subjective basis establishes the framework for the counting, or an objective basis determines the framework for the counting? So that's what seems to me, based on the Sefer HaChinuch, that this is a whole different approach. And this I can understand. This doesn't get involved in that problem. Everyone agrees that each night is a mitzvah in its own right. A mitzvah in its own right it is. But in what sense are they united? Because they're united because you can't count unless I have a continuous count. So any time that I miss the day, so I broke the count. If I broke the count, it's over. That's the Shita of the Bahag. And the Tosas say, learn that this is an objective framework. So this avoids really the problem, as there's never a problem with the Gemara and Menachos. Each night is a mitzvah in its own right, you're right. 18 is its own mitzvah. Why can I count on 20? 20 is its own mitzvah. Yeah, it's true 20 is its own mitzvah, but it's not 20. So I'm stuck in there, I can't count 19 now, because I was supposed to count 19 yesterday. I can't count 20 because I didn't count 19 yesterday. So what should I do now? So the Ifura Bahag says, what should you do? Come back next year.
Not even to say that without a bracha?
No, there's no mitzvah. According to him, the mitzvah is over. There's no point in saying it without a bracha. We only say it without a bracha because we're a compromise. We say, well, we take Tais Rashita into account that one night is not ma'ak of the other. So according to Tais, it's an Indian to go on counting. So we go on counting because we can't lose by it. What can happen if I count?
Did you not want
what?
I
said, we go on counting because of the other sheet, because Tosha says the nights are not ma'akib one another. So there's no downside to counting. Maybe I just accomplished nothing, but there's certainly not a downside. But according to the Bahag, the whole mitzvah is over. It's finished. It blew it. That's why the Shulchan Aruch alludes to the fact that the first night might be worse than all the other nights. Because you could argue that once you counted night number one, so I made a framework already. Once I declared one, I clapped in the beam and said it's one. So each day after that comes Mamela. 2, 3, 4, etc. 18, 23.
Am I going
to
want
to
come
Mamela? Because the pshat is, yeah, you have to start off the count.
Started.
So they don't hold that way, that sheet. That old sheet holds. You have to make a count. But once you counted once, one day, so that's it. So you established your framework already. By declaring this one, you started the count. So again, once you press the button on the clock runs now. Every 24 hours, it changes days.
But is this a separate machlokas that the first day is makev?
Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch alludes to the fact that there's a view that says only the first day is makev. All the rest of it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with that, but he alludes to that. He says ben yom rishon, if you skip day ben yom rishon, ben any other day. So this point in the Shulchan Aruch eluded me for many, many years. It just never registered. One fine year, I was reading the Shulchan Aruch and said, you know, if the Shulchan Aruch says Bein Yom Rishon, Bein any other day, then there must be some chiddush in the fact that if you didn't skip the first day and you skipped another day, there's a chiddush. So with a classical view, this is another raya against the classical view. If the classical view is that it's all one mitzvah and a blue part of the mitzvah, so who cares if it's the first night or any other night? What's the difference?
The Rav also mentioned there's an objective count from the Lashon with Klal Yisrael.
Says, yeah, that's the Taisa sheet. The Moina or Acherim Im Kol Yisrael. What does he want Im Kol Yisrael? Tell me I put on tefillin in the morning with Im Kol Yisrael. I shake Lulu with Esther. What does he want with Im Kol Yisrael? So the pshat is that's the Lomdus. So I found subsequently, I said, this always struck me is what the Sefer HaChinuch means. So I found subsequently that Rav Heschel Schechter on one of his forum quotes of Soloveitchik's order. Soloveitchik made the same inference in the Sefer HaChinuch. So it's very interesting. There's a Asak Badayan who wrote a Sefer on Sfiras HaOmer. So there were two chidushim in Sfiras HaOmer that he wanted to discuss, but it was too hot to quote them by name. So, one was this chiddush. So he says a pesyeisha omer, you know, but without the attribution. The other one was the one that has the idea that you could have shvuas on your own personal cheshbon. So that came from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So he couldn't quote that one either by name. So you know, so in the discussion he has whatever he throws around these two passim, you know, these two things. But neither of these is with attribution. You know?
Originally, Rabbi had a question, the Chayadam, of why Sfir Somer, the Sfik Sfik, works, but by Rasanam, it doesn't work. Can you just, if you answer that,
because it's not a Sfik Sfik. The Chayadam says it's a Mamonoshach, not a Sfik Sfik.
What? Oh, he holds that, meaning the Truman Tzedeshans.
Yes.
He holds that the Truman Tzedeshans.
Yes, that's what he writes in the Chayadam, and it's Sfir Somer.
Why, if it's war, all one mitzvah, the Rav said, more likely to the bracha at the end than at the beginning.
Oh, it's when you do, that's the halacha. But an Erev Mitzvah, it has many parts, you make the bracha on the last step.
You don't do it at the start of
No. That's why when we build a sukkah, we don't make a bracha. We make a bracha when we eat in the sukkah.
So you don't hold Sfik Sfik ever?
Chayadim? No. Okay, so that's a few thoughts on the Sfir HaSamim.
Is there an opinion that if you miss, that you could count the weeks, if you miss days, but you could actually make a bracha on the weeks?
Yeah, there are shitas that hold the weeks or a separate mitzvah. Yeah.
Do we hold that?
I don't believe so, but there are
such shitas. If you missed one day, you could still make it up by just counting weeks.
You could count, in other words, in the day that the weeks change, there are those that hold it. You can make a bracha, that's a separate.
You only count every 7 days.
With a bracha, yeah. Okay, I'll buy you side.
I move my chair.
Huh?
I move my chair.